Psalm 20, verse 5. May we shout for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Months ago, it was suggested by our stewardship committee that we would use David Rogner's Thanksgiving hymn, one of our own, one of our choir members and elders, for our emphasis on stewardship, particularly those phrases, God is ever giving, and let gratitude your banners be. Let gratitude your banner be. God is the great giver, always and forevermore. And in response to his generosity, we raise our voices, our banners of thanksgiving and praise. You'll notice that we've taken these words quite literally here on the altar. We have a banner there with letters spelling out the word gratitude. And this is actually not unusual on altars on many churches throughout the world who chisel in stone, give thanks, or thanksgiving etched in wood on their altars and on their tables. Jesus gave thanks when he instituted the Lord's Supper and gave his body. After he gave thanks, he took the cup and he gave thanks again, giving his blood as the New Testament for the forgiveness of sins. And that's why many call communion the Eucharist, which is based on the Greek word for thanksgiving. Scripture tells us to give thanks in all circumstances, to give thanks always and for everything, to rejoice in the Lord always in everything with thanksgiving. And as the hymn writer David Rogner says, let gratitude your banner be. This is a poetic call for us to draw our attention to what is important. A flag raised to remind us of the importance of gratitude. To raise our flags to identify our shared values, our shared identity and experience. We pledge allegiance to stand together as we do around the American flag as a nation or another nation's flag. We stand together as team or as family. When God's people were gathered to receive their inheritance in the Promised Land, you'll recall that they were told to gather by their families and their tribes, to gather together and put up a banner with the name of their tribe or their family sewn into the fabric of those flags, so that among the thousands and thousands of people gathered, people could identify where they were from or who they were associated with. When God delivered his people of Israel from sure destruction from their enemies in a war, he tells Moses to raise up his staff high above his head. And Moses being weak, is not able to hold it up for the hours upon hours that he is asked to do so. So people help him raise up that staff, that standard. And whenever Moses is able to raise up that staff and that standard, God's people prevail in the battle. But it's a standard without a flag, interestingly. A pole simply raised by God's command. At the end of the war, they celebrate their victory, and Moses raises up an altar, and he calls that place, "The Lord is my banner." What could not be seen on that standard raised high was God's strength, his power, and him telling his people that you are my people, and I am your God, the Lord of hosts." As God's people, we should also identify with one another and be identified by our love for one another. As Jesus says, "They will know that you are my disciples by your love for one another." That is a banner that we should raise that people can see. But we should also be known as grateful people. People who are thankful for all of God's gifts. The Lord who is our strength and ever giving. Last year, my brother recommended a book to me called The Happiness Curve. It's about the science of happiness. It's based on research from many different countries with all of our economic, cultural, and generational diversity. One thing that they found is that, of course, money cannot buy happiness. Sure, there is an increase to happiness when somebody escapes extreme poverty, but more stuff does not result in more happiness. What was surprising to me was that this research concluded that happy people are grateful people. And because they're grateful people, they're also generous people. As we get older, as we experience life, the book says, the research says, that people actually get happier. They realize more and more things that they ought to be grateful for. Because the book says, with maturity, gratitude becomes easier, and giving our things away becomes a source of joy rather than a life sentence of letting go. We are more aware of the struggles of others down the street and across the world. We and our friends and family experience hardship. We battle disease. We suffer loss. But in the midst of it all, we realize that all the good things that we've enjoyed are a gift. Many of you know that I lost my mother a few weeks ago. My kids lost their grandmother. The truth of today's scripture and of this banner of gratitude has given me strength. We have so much to be grateful for, to have the people we have had in our lives, even if we feel it was cut short. Her life and her life in Christ are a gift. My gratitude for this faith community has grown. What we stand for, why we gather together, what we mean to this community in this city and the world. My awareness of God's call for me to be a gift and a blessing to others has also grown, and ours collectively. And that is what stewardship is really all about. We get to grow in our gratitude and in our generosity with our time, with our talent, and with our treasure. The hymn we're about to sing celebrates many of these things: health, home, peaceful days, work, rest, food, family gatherings, creativity, friends, good neighbors, even through difficulty. Most especially, we celebrate the gift of Jesus, God's own Son, and the forgiveness and eternal life that we have through Him who died and rose again for us. Later in the service, just before we distribute communion, I will say a prayer that I often say, that we should, at all times and in all places, give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, as we raise that banner of gratitude once more in our worship and as we do so in our daily lives. We are called to give thanks always and in every circumstance by Scripture, because there is no end to all the things we can be grateful for. God, is ever giving. We recognize more and more how many ways he has so generously blessed you and me and all creation. And yes, we realize that life races by. So we should cherish and live in each moment and invest our lives and everything into God's work, growing in our awareness that we actually don't possess anything. What is ours today will be someone else's tomorrow. We are stewards, not owners. It's all on loan, and so we take care of these precious gifts for a time. And it's why we ought to be gracious and grateful people. We know that the day is soon coming when what we have may be someone else's. What has blessed us today will bless someone else tomorrow. And that should bring us joy. To participate in bringing God's goodness to others just as it has been brought to us. It brings God joy to give us good gifts. And the greatest of his gifts, which is his Son. Our gratitude and generosity are ways we get to share in that divine joy. To let gratitude, our banner, be for God is ever giving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.